Welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast, and I'm Kojo Benton Williams. The VA Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Google Podcasts. My guest, Megan Obelholzer, the Portfolio Director for Travel, Tourism, and Creative Industry at Reed Exhibitions, organizer of the African Travel Week, outlines measures put in place to make this year's unique World Travel Market virtual event exceptionally rewarding. She believes the sector has learned a lot in the last 12 months, and the show will offer a wonderful opportunity to revive the tourism business. So good morning, Megan, and good to have you back again on the Tourism Podcast. 1 year after,
thanks
almost
so
1 year after having you.
Hi, Joe.
How are things from your side in South Africa?
Yes, so I think, you know, as with the rest of the world, we're learning to adapt, but out of the challenges that COVID has brought to each of us, we've been able to innovate, which is fantastic. So some really exciting things happening within the travel portfolio at Reed Exhibitions.
Okay, good. And I mean, all of us, when we spoke last year, we're thinking the year will start on a good note, and for us to meet again, unfortunately, you know, things quite, you know, changed. So we have to do this year's WTM 2021 virtually. Now, how are the preparations going so far? What can you tell us on this year's event?
As I said, it's been amazing that we've been able to innovate with the current climate. So the approach to Africa Travel Week, which comprises of WTM Africa and ILTM Africa, has actually been three-pronged for the upcoming events. So the first event that you've actually touched on and we're really excited about is the virtual event. That's going to take place from the 7th to the 9th of April. It will be online. We did do a sentiment study and industry research, and we looked at perhaps moving the event out to a later stage in the year where we could possibly run a traditional exhibition with virtual, so a hybrid event. But the feedback and sentiments we got back from the industry was that they need the event to take place in April now to write business for the second half of the year. And so that's where Africa Travel Week Virtual was born. All on track at this point in time, we're looking to get exhibitors and buyers into the portal from the beginning of March. So really excited about that. The buyers are already logging in, they're loading their profiles. We're seeing amazing interest from across the globe, which is exactly what we like. So all going well.
Okay. Now, as you rightly said earlier, we all didn't know the situation last year, a year from now, you know, but at some point in time, we've adapted to, you know, the system, and we seem to have gotten grip of how things are evolving in terms of the pandemic and how we are doing events. Now, what is the novelty that you the organizers intend to, you know, employ in this year's edition, African Travel Week 2021?
So, Kojo, that talks back to the three-prong approach. So I've obviously let you know about the first prong, which is virtual. And then we've got the next two prongs. And so leading up until September, we're going to be running industry engagement sessions, content webinars again, on our platform. So it's following very much the same format that we did in 2021. And it's all about engaging with the industry, talking with them instead of at them. And these sessions are really key to understanding what the industry needs, looking at case studies, and looking how we can reignite tourism going forward. And then we get to our third prong. So our third prong is going to be held in September, which is South Africa's Tourism Month. And it will be taking place in the host city of Cape Town from the 1st to the 3rd. And over these 3 days, it's going to be a series of intimate networking and connecting events in the city of Cape Town. And it's broken up into three specific parts. So day one is where we're going to be welcoming hosted buyers into the city of Cape Town We're looking at bringing out 80 buyers from around the world, obviously a key focus on source markets for the African continent. And following that, we want these buyers to actually get back out into Africa. So they're going to be taken on a tour, a fam tour of the city of Cape Town. And then the end of day one will culminate in the African Travel and Tourism Awards. And these awards are going to be honoring our previous winners who we unfortunately haven't been able to give their trophies to or see due to COVID. But then we've created a new category, and that is looking at reigniting travel and tourism on the African continent. So we've had some great entries come forward, and the entries are open until the end of June. So really excited to see those coming through. And then we'll be able to announce our shortlist and our winners at this event. Then when we reach day two, it's about bringing our exhibitors together with these buyers. So exhibitors that have signed up for WTM Africa Virtual or Africa Travel Week over the year already will then be able to join in a speed networking morning with these buyers. So imagine the way we ran it traditionally at our event in Cape Town, there will be buyers seated at tables and exhibitors will be able to come and meet with them. We've had to relook at how we do this. So there'll be registration slots to make sure that we always have COVID physical distancing protocols observed and capacity as well. Following that, our exhibitors can then go and take part in a travel and tourism conference. Again, it's going to be looking at key case studies, key source markets, and reigniting travel and tourism onto the African continent. And then we have an evening networking function for our hosted buyers and any key sponsors or partners. And that's going to be at a secret location in the city of Cape Town. We like to always keep a bit of magic in our back pockets. And finally, on day three, we are giving the exhibitors a chance to actually go and meet with these buyers, but in a different format. And that is where product and destination training pitches will take place, and buyers will be able to sit and listen in with the exhibitors in terms of what they have new, what they want to share, how to sell the destination, etc.
So this event in September, it's actually physical or it's hybrid? Is it physical or is hybrid?
It's physical. So yeah, as I say, it's not an exhibition as we know Africa Travel Week to be. It's physical mini intimate events that will be running over the 3 days.
Oh, okay. So that's a three approach. Now, can you throw more light on your Reigniting Africa Awards that you really recently extended the date of submission? Throw more light on that program.
So the African Travel and Tourism Awards were created and actually launched for the 2020 event. And there are several categories that were created for these specific awards. It looked at the likes of luxury travel. It looked at responsible tourism. It looked at destination marketing. So various categories were introduced. What we then had to do was take a step back and look at, like the rest of the world and every sector really, how things have changed. And that's where we created a new category, Reigniting Tourism and Travel into the African continent. And that is looking for any successful campaigns that have been running or run since the pandemic was declared on how to attract travel and tourism onto the continent once again. So you can enter on our website on africa.wtm.com. There's an awards page there, and then there's an entry submission form, and we'd love to hear from anyone in the sector that has been running out these amazing campaigns.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, in the course of the, the last 1 year, and we saw what you did. You ran a lot of sessions, you ran a lot of online capacity building workshops and all of that. What are you going to do for, small and medium scale enterprises who were hit the more? And obviously tourism constitute about 70% of the SMEs. So in 2021, and at this year's African Travel Week, what do you intend to help them, you know, revive their business?
Absolutely. And I think, Koja, it's exactly what you've said. It's about reviving business and getting these guys that have been so severely impacted up and running again. So I remember when we chatted last, I told you about the Emerging Africa Pavilion that we were creating at our hybrid event. That is literally going to be moved into a virtual component, so an Africa Travel Virtual. There are affordable specific packages that have been created for the SMEs. And then again, we're working with our association partners and we work very closely with the likes of a FedHasa, ATTA, SATSA. And our partnership there really is about getting these SMEs up and running onto meetings with buyers and getting their business going again. So I guess the long and short of it is taking what we plan to do for hybrid into virtual.
Okay. Now, again, let me just stay on this particular subject. How do they participate, you know, for SMEs who would like to, you know, use this time to be able to build capacity as well as also inquire about the new trends happening, you know, in the sector? How do they engage in? I know that you have the buyers and you have the other stakeholders, but for this SMEs, how can they be part of African Travel Week 2021?
So they would sign up for an exhibitor package. Okay. Again, it packages specific to the SME. They'd then be able to get their own exhibitor profile on the virtual platform, and they'll have their own diary. They'll be able to go in and set up appointments with buyers. They can participate in online speed networking, so virtual speed networking. And then there also are daily ad hoc meetings where visitors will be able to come in and just like you would on a stand, drop in and meet with people unscheduled. In addition to that, they'll be able to log into one of the 43 or as many as they like, actually, content sessions that will be taking place during Africa Travel Week Virtual. And then throughout the year, they're able to attend the conference content sessions, webinar engagements that I mentioned earlier. And then again, should they wish to join in Connect in the City as an exhibitor, come and do a product pitch, participate in speed networking, they will also be able to do that.
Okay. Now, there's another link to this this year's Africa Travel Week. Now, what you're saying is that it goes beyond the traditional one that we know for 3 days events. And the unique thing that you have on board, yes, is a 365 factor. What are you going to do in 12 months?
So are we looking at 2022 or 2021, 12 months?
No, I mean, I'm looking at 2021 because where you talk about WTM 2021 being more than the 3 days and the effect of what's going to be run through. So if you can just, delve into that for me.
Sure. So again, Koja, that goes back to that three-prong approach over the next few months. So leading up until now, we've been doing our content engagement sessions. We launched ATW Connect, which is an online hub, an information hub and platform. We upload industry thought leadership pieces. We also have the webinars and content sessions. Then in April, we've got the three-day virtual event online. And then straight after that, we go back into our ATW Connect online engagement sessions, webinars, and content. And then when we hit September, Tourism Month in South Africa, we're going to be running Connect in the City, which is that series of mini intimate events.
Oh, okay.
We go back into content.
Okay. No, that's good. Can you run us through some of the programs that I'll be doing this year? Because I know that usually you have the investment summit, you have other sessions. Take us through some of the key moments for this year's event.
So we've had to relook at where we previously had a dedicated conference theatre, for instance, for travel and technology, it now forms into what we call a niche sector within our content program. So when we're looking at the virtual event, we have niche content being presented over the 3 days. So there will be African tourism investment content that will be taking place and branded as such. The same for LGBTQ+ travel, also travel technology, which is called Travel Forward. We also have sports and events tourism that will be touched on, as well as MICE travel as well. And of course, luxury. So content sessions tailored to each of these niche sectors will be delivered. And naturally, 43 sessions sounds like a lot, but it actually isn't. And that's where we go into content sessions beyond the 3 days and those virtual events. So we'll continue those conversations for each of those sectors throughout the months leading up to September. And then in September, when we've got our travel and tourism conference, really looking at reigniting travel, absolutely, these niche sectors will be touched on as well.
I mean, again, it's also useful to mention that based on the situation at the time, would also inform some of the things that you have, in the pipeline, right?
Sorry, Kojo,
I was saying that based on the situation at the time, because we have a very fluid situation with COVID and restrictions, yes, etc. So I'm saying that it is also good to mention that some of these events, you know, will be based on advisory on how things are moving. And yes, obviously we are hoping that things will change, you know, with the vaccine and all of that. We're expecting that it would accelerate recovery.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, as you say, things are changing all the time. So as the situation evolves on a daily basis, we adapt on a daily basis too. And key topics that are pertinent to the evolving landscape will always be considered and addressed.
Okay. What will be your message for the tourism industry, the travel industry, another 1 year that we're going to start again? And what will be your last words for them as we begin this new African Travel Week 2021? And what they should expect from the READ exhibition?
I think it's start talking now, start engaging now, and join us throughout our 365 journey. We need to start writing business. So there's no better time to start talking to your buyers and placing that business for the latter part of the year, which is when we're looking to see some recovery taking place. And it's really about don't give up. We've had a really tough time, particularly in the tourism and travel sector. But as we're seeing these vaccines being rolled out, there is a bit of light at the end of this tunnel. So let's begin the conversations now that will build our business tomorrow.
Megan, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Kojo. It's always such a pleasure chatting with you.